Randy Moore is Virginia State Manager for Save the Children, which he says began in Germany about a century ago before arriving in the U.S. $230 billion in cuts to the U.S. Department of Agriculture budget could impact the 9% of Virginians who rely on SNAP, formerly food stamps, to help put food on the table.
People aren't getting rich off SNAP. It really is just putting food on the table for folks that otherwise wouldn't have food. That is the number one way of pulling children out of poverty. We got to think about the fact that when children go to school, they learn best when they're fed.
The proposed House budget bill is now on hold with a continuing resolution funding the federal government through September. Almost 828,000 Virginians could lose SNAP coverage under that plan, says Save the Children.
67% of Virginia SNAP participants are family with children, and 36% are in working households, showing us that even full-time jobs often don't provide enough to cover food costs. And between the years of 2015 to 2019, SNAP lifted 104,000 Virginians, including 42,000 children, out of poverty each year.
Moore says the SNAP program is also an economic driver, with a $1.80 return on every SNAP dollar spent, supporting farmers, grocery stores, and small businesses that accept the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program's EBT card. Gene Marano, WFIR News.